This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The spotlight is on the swing states. The first of the last 2024 campaign rallies is over.
We're going to win North Carolina. We're going to defeat Kamala. And we're going to make America great again.
Donald Trump in Raleigh this morning. Up next, appearances for him in Pennsylvania and Michigan. Kamala Harris is making five stops in Pennsylvania. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang says the goal is simple.
Getting people to the polls. Even the Harris campaign points out that Pennsylvania traditionally is not a mail-in ballot state. It is a physical state where people go to the polls. So they're anticipating an overwhelming majority of voting to happen tomorrow.
This election cycle has seen a series of threats on elections offices and officials around the country. Most have beefed up security. Here's CBS's Major Garrett.
Local police departments, county sheriffs are much more sensitized to this issue than they were in 2020. 2020, they were caught completely off guard. They are not anymore. And there is very strong collaboration between states, localities, and the federal government on these questions.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear a challenge to an electoral map that increases the number of predominantly black congressional districts in Louisiana. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The issue is gerrymandering. If one-third of the voting population is African-American, why then do they only have two congressional seats?
Music legend Quincy Jones has died, his publicist says, at his Los Angeles home last night. He's best known for his collaborations with Michael Jackson, of course, but he was a big band leader with all-star musicians. His resume includes arranging this for Frank Sinatra.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play.
Producing rock and roll for Leslie Gore.
It's my party and I cry if I want to.
Music for the big and small screen like Ironside, Sanford and Son, and this featured in Austin Powers decades after Jones recorded it. the great Quincy Jones was 91. There's another vote happening, not tomorrow, but today. Boeing factory workers deciding whether or not to accept a new offer and end a nearly two-month-old strike against the plane maker. The new offer includes a 38% pay raise over 4 years. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
This latest proposal has the backing of union leadership, who is telling members it believes this is as good of an offer as Boeing is willing to make, and warning that rejecting it could result in workers losing ground in future negotiations.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 366 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A woman died in a house fire on Indiana Street in Racine Friday night. Fire officials say there were no working smoke alarms. A cause is being investigated. Early voting ended Friday in some areas, while Racine offered a final day of in-person absentee voting yesterday. Those who didn't vote early can cast their ballots starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow. A former Kenosha County Elementary School staffer faces four new felony charges related to inappropriate interactions with minors. The charges against Anna Marie Crocker include exposing a child to harmful materials and child enticement. They stem from alleged explicit messages and videos sent to minors. Racine County is accepting nominations for its Youth and Governance Program. It aims to engage high school students in local government by allowing them to serve on county board committees. And downtown Racine will host the 2024 Holiday Parade and Tree Lighting event this Saturday. The parade starts at 5:30 from the west side of the State Street Bridge and proceeds down Main to 6th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
And Racine Disc Center is bringing us Paul Harvey today on WRJN.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
The Packers lose to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Lions in a game with heavy rain, 24-14 in favor of Detroit. Green Bay receivers dropping several passes. The Packers penalized 10 times for 67 yards. Matt LaFleur.
I was disappointed with the number of penalties and just self-inflicted wounds that we had, and you can't do that against a really good football team.
The Packers now 6-3 heading into the bye. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell at a loss for words after losing to the Iowa Hawkeyes 42-10.
Well, there's not a whole lot that words can say to explain, you know, how I feel. Just the same kind of thing you said in the locker room. It's really, really tough to put it to words right now. We're going to have to pick ourselves up. We're going to have to move forward, and we're going to have to find a way to make sure we're better.
The Badgers fall to 5-4. Baseball Brewers outfielder Sal Frelick and second baseman Bryce Terang each named Gold Glove winners. The team declined closer Devin Williams' option for next season, although he remains on the roster for now. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Cloudy and dreary today, with scattered showers alongside a breezy wind. High temperatures today will reach the upper 60s, and tonight only fall to 60. However, we will see some patchy fog building in and rain ramping up, especially through tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
It's now time for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story at WRJN. And to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, just give us a call during business hours at 262-634-3311. And today's The Rest of the Story from Paul Harvey is sponsored and will be sponsored daily by the Racine Disc Center. Go to racinediscenter.com or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Road. Racine.
The Rest of the Story. St. Ignatius was a Jesuit secondary school in London, England, a respected academic institution. Al was age 10 when his parents sent him to St. Ignatius. Now, boarding schools of that era were notoriously strict. However, St. Ignatius had a ferocious reputation. The Jesuits were enthusiastic promoters of corporal punishment, their theory being that a little hell on earth might encourage young boys to avoid the real thing. And so the slightest offense was vigorously, ceremoniously punished. At St. Ignatius, the most frequently employed disciplinary device was a cane made of very hard rubber. The degree of misbehavior would determine the number of blows to the back of the hand. It is said that the punishing priests struck with such force that the recipient's hand would be numb after three strokes, and therefore six strokes, three for each hand, was usually the extent of a day's punishment. And should an offense merit more, say 12 strokes, then the offender would be required to return the following day to receive the complement of his sentence. The physical pain was augmented by mental anguish. Whenever a child's punishment was ordered, he was permitted to choose when the sentence was to be carried out, either during first morning break, or at lunchtime, or mid-afternoon, or at the end of the day. Invariably, the youngster would postpone the ordeal until the latest possible moment. He spent his agonizing hours in anticipatory torment. When the hour of punishment finally arrived, the errant boy would report to one of the priests, and solemnly the child's name would be inscribed in the register along with the number of strokes to be inflicted. Those who had experienced the ritual later said it was like going to the gallows. So little Al was a student at St. Ignatius, but he was very quiet. He was unobtrusive, not really a likely candidate for the cane. In all things, including mischief, he preferred to watch rather than to participate, but... Now, this is the rest of the story. One day, for some minor misbehavior, Al was informed that he was to be caned. Al was horrified. He'd heard all of the stories from the other boys about this painful punishment, but he had never imagined that he would do anything to deserve it. But here he was, facing it, and the prospect filled him with dread. All that day, he agonized over what lay before him. The sun sank in the sky. At last it was time. He reported to the priest, who then inscribed Al's name in a book. The priest turned to Al. The trembling boy held out his hand. The priest lifted the hard rubber cane. Then the priest stopped. For an interminable moment, he gazed sadly at Al and finally said, "This isn't nice, is it?" To which Al meekly replied, "No, Father." And the priest extended the cane, allowing it to fall ever so gently. One time on the back of the little boy's hand. Had what you've just heard happened to anyone but Al, perhaps it would not be worth remembering. Al himself considered the experience a most valuable one. He says it educated him in aspects of fear, which he might otherwise never have experienced or understood. It taught him the awesome power of suspense and, he says, the significance of a surprise ending. And Al grew up to become the unmitigated master of both suspense and the surprise ending. You've admired the work of Alfred Hitchcock. Well, now you know the rest of the story.
local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. Cindy Huber had to take off a little early. Chris Morrow get to sit in here for the next couple of hours. Get through the rest of the day with Simon and Garfunkel.
Marina, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a blonde. To the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one. Cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Timeless hits on WRJN. I Got No Time from the Guess Who and Chris Morrow filling in for Cindy Huber for a couple hours this afternoon. About 25 past 12, a little rain in the forecast for today. We're going to keep our eye open for that. Could get heavy later on tonight. Still pretty nice out there. Just took a walk. It is 68 here at Radio Park.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again.
over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
W-R-J-N. Can't buy me love, love, can't buy me love. I buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love, can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Local news. News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, Can't Buy Me Love and the Beatles, and Chris Morrow and for Cindy Huber, just a few minutes away from checking on local news with Stuart J. Waddles. Want to congratulate our Pure Soul ticket winners from the Don Rosen Morning Show last week. Pure Soul, a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul. Memorial Hall coming up this Friday, November 8th. You can still buy tickets for a great night of rhythm and romance online at the events page of festivalpark.com or listen to win all this week with Don Rosen if you want to see secondhand news. They're coming the end of November, also Memorial Hall. Glad you're here, getting through Monday together, 12:32. Let's head down the hall. Let's check on news from the Radio Park Newsroom, Stuart and the Gang.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former Kenosha County Elementary School staffer faces four new felony offenses. The new charges against Anna Marie Crocker include exposing a child to harmful materials and child enticement. They stem from alleged inappropriate interactions with two more victims found during the investigation. Crocker, who worked at Riverview Elementary in Silver Lake, is accused of sending explicit messages and videos to minors, as well as attempting to arrange sexual encounters with them. Don't wear your MAGA hat or your Kamala shirt to the polls when you go to vote. Lisa Hale has more.
When people are passionate about their candidate, they tend to wear that passion via garb, a t-shirt, a hat, and or campaign buttons. Megan Wolf, the chief elections official in Wisconsin.
That is prohibited under Wisconsin law, so you should not be coming in wearing apparel or displays that advocate for a position or a candidate on the ballot.
Wolf says any display of support for a candidate or for a position on the ballot is considered electioneering and is not allowed at the polls.
And Racine County kids with an interest in government have an opportunity. Racine County is now accepting nominations for its Youth in Governance program. It aims to engage high school students in local government and allow students to serve on county board committees. Nominations are open until December 13th with more on the county's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Cloudy and dreary today, with scattered showers, alongside a breezy wind. High temperatures today will reach the upper 60s, and tonight only fall to 60. However, we will see some patchy fog building in and rain ramping up, especially through tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
WRJN. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, 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 I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's his house, just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Time she goes away.
news, timeless hits on WRJN. Whenever I hear that song, I think of a guy, Doug Dahlgren. Remember Doug Dahlgren? He was on Super CFL in Chicago back in the 70s. Did a short time here in Racine at the old WRKR. He took that song and he edited the I Know, I Know, I Know, I Know into about a five-minute repetitious loop of I Know, I Know, I Know. Played it one day and freaked the whole city out. Nobody knew what was going on. They thought the record was skipping. It was ridiculous. Hilarious story. But Bill Withers with Ain't No Sunshine, kind of like today's forecast. A little rainy, going to be that way all the way through tomorrow. You're home for local news and timeless hits. It's WRJN. You didn't have to be so nice. Lovin' Spoonful.
Attracted to you all the more. why do I need you so?
Hits on WRJN. Welcome into Monday afternoon. Rainy forecast for the next couple of days. We could get some thunderstorms tonight, too.
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around.
Strip.
I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Just a little more time. It's the chairman of the board on WRJN. Your home for local news and timeless hits. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Morrow. Just over an hour away from Kurt Vollman coming in after 2 o'clock this afternoon as he is homeward bound with you each day. All kinds of great stories and, of course, great timeless hits as well. Don't forget, Paul Harvey is back on WRJN with the rest of the story, now sponsored by the Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen, 12:05 with Cindy Huber here on WRJN.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
And timeless hits on WRJN. What a Wonderful World. Herman's Hermits, they're going to be close to us. I think it's November 22nd. I'm just guessing, up at the Meyer Theater in Green Bay. Peter Noone's still fronting the band. If you have a chance to get up and see him, always a fun show. Glad you're here. Getting ready for CBS News, a local update from Stuart J. Waddles at 1 o'clock. And then back with more timeless hits throughout the day. Mongo Jerry now, remembering just weeks ago in the summertime on WRJN.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a diamond or a turn of 25. The sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Just my style.
Everything about it
drives me wild.
fortune of the cheese.
Just my stock.
Everything about the
guys need one.
Don't you know the cheese?
Just my stock.
Everything about the
guys need one.
Don't you know the cheese?
Mine, so fine.
Don't you know the cheese?
Just my stock.
Everything about the
guys need one.
Don't you know the cheese?
Just my stock.
Everything about the
guys need one.
Don't you know the cheese?
Just my stock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.